Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we marvel at the importance accorded to love and family as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrine 166, penned by an anonymous poet. Set in the drylands of Pali landscape, the verse speaks in the voice of the man to his lady, allaying fears of his parting away in her heart. பொன்னும் மணியும் போலும் யாழ நின் நன்னர் மேனியும் நாறு இருங்கதுப்பும் போதும் பனையும் போலும் யாழனின் மாதர் உண்கணும் வனப்பின் தோளும் இவை காண்தொரும் அகம் மலிந்து யானும் அறம் நிலை பெற்றோர் அணையேன் அதன் தலை பொலந்தொடி புதல்வனும் பொய்தல் கற்றனன் வினையும் வேறு புலத்து இளனே நினையின் யாதெனின் பெரிகோ மடந்தை காதல் தானும் கடலினும் பெரிதே. As if taking us within an ancient cave filled with treasures, the poem opens with Ponnum Maniyum, meaning gold and sapphire. Throughout the verse, variations of the adjective beautiful wave to us in words such as Nannar, Madar and Vanappu. It's not just precious gems we consider beautiful, but nature too. These words seem to proclaim as we glance at podu, meaning blue lily, and panai, meaning bamboo. The phrase aham malindu talks about a deep rejoicing within. The verse ends with a pithy statement, kadal danum kadalinum peride, that shouts out, love is mightier than the oceans. Piqued by this proclamation, let's step deeper into the verse. The man and lady have been leading a happy married life when the lady suspects that the man is about to part from her on a mission. She starts to suffer on account of this anxiety, and subtle changes appear on her form. The man, sensing this, turns to her and says, "Like gold shines your dazzling skin, and like sapphire your fragrant dark tresses. Like blue lilies glow your enticing cold-streaked eyes, and like bamboos those shapely shoulders. Whenever I glimpse at these, my heart rejoices, and I too seem to attain the highest state of those sages who have walked the righteous path." More importantly, our son who wears golden bangles has learned to play imaginatively. Besides, I don't have tasks in any other place. If you think well about it, why should I part from you? O naive maiden, my love for you is greater than the oceans. With these words, the man intends to remove the fears in the lady's heart, declaring that no life is greater than the one in her company. Delving into this delicious verse, we perceive a deep admiration for beauty. Half the verse flows in glory of the lady's attributes. Her skin is said to glow akin to gold, and her black tresses are said to seem like fluid sapphire. Those eyes, the windows to her soul, seem to open out to the man like a pair of blue lilies in a pond. Those shoulders of hers are described as firm and flexible like a pair of bamboos. The man says glancing upon these elements makes him feel as if he too has attained the state of those who renounce the world to seek an elevated state of being. The man seems to be offering an alternative to the harsh path of seeking enlightenment by punishing oneself through isolation and abstaining from all sources of pleasure as followed by ancient ascetics. He seems to say that even admiration of beauty will lead to the same glorious end that those sages seek. The man adds that more importantly, their son has learned to play games that are not situated in reality. What a unique thing to be happy about. Perhaps the man had seen the child use his imagination to create beings out of thin air and watched him play act with them. Today, research in child psychology confirms that the most important indicator of a child's development is their capability for imaginative play. In the current century, there's awareness of the importance of play-based learning. Here, more than 2000 years ago, the pulse of these findings have already been captured in this line of verse. The man mentions about his child playing creatively as a thing giving him the greatest of joys. The wise one he is, perhaps he can foretell through this instance that his son is on the right path. After declaring these elements that give him happiness, the man adds saying he has no task elsewhere, and so he concludes that there is no reason for him to part away from the lady. As a finishing touch, no doubt sweeping her off her feet, he declares that his love for her surpasses even those expansive oceans. The oceans were the greatest thing to the ancients, for it extended far beyond their eyes and imagination. To say that one's love was greater than those mighty oceans was elevating love as their highest possible superlative. Talking of love, another nuance beckons us. That quality of how the lady says not a word about her worry, and just by looking at her, the man filters those minute changes in her form, which leads him to say these words. A stunning instance of what attention can and should be. In these days when modern distractions assail us from every direction, even words said by a significant other are not heeded too. The words of this sensitive man should make us pause and see those significant people in our lives with the true attention they deserve. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.